dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy, Billy Brim's son. Pastoring now, and also I'm still traveling, but I got my beautiful, wonderful, blessed wife, Candace, with me here. Say hi, Candace.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Candace. Hey.
How are you?
And we're both pastoring, co-pastoring at a church in Collinsville, Oklahoma called A Glorious Church Fellowship, where we train champions for Christ.
Yes.
He's coming back for a champion church.
Yes, he is.
Woo-hoo!
And we are pastoring, co-pastoring with Pastor Lee Morgan.
Lee, the man Morgans.
Yes, and he has pastored that church for, what, 34 years now?
Yeah, and now we're helping him with the vision, and
yes,
we're running, and we are so excited about it.
It's
oh,
a lot
we
of
have
fun.
A lot of fun. But you know what? We started a message yesterday on the vision, having a vision, mm-hmm, and all champions have a vision. And we went to Habakkuk 2:2 where it says, write it down, write it in big block letters. I like how the message says it's write it so big that it can be read on the run. Well, I thought, well, we're running a race.
Yes.
It's got to be big enough where we can see it. And mm-hmm, I thought how when I was coaching, you know, we would write things down and put it in front of our team's eyes. And that was the goals. I really believe that no goal written or any goal that's not written down will be forgotten.
Right.
I just,
yeah.
Whatever you're doing, dieting or whatever it might be. But so we have challenged our church. We made these cards, these Vision Sunday cards.
We call them the green cards because they're green.
Well, they're green. And there's a different meaning for green card.
Right,
to right, legalize things, but that's not what these are. These are your legal rights from God. And,
right,
and on one
it
side, we put what more can you do for God? Because a lot of people are wanting God to do things for them, which He has already,
yes,
and continues to do and wants to. But we want you to be a doer of the word. And so we challenge our people to put it on one side. Well, I can pray more, or I can walk in love more, or give more, or mm-hmm, or whatever that they need to work on as being a doer. And then on the other side, we put a list of needs and wants, and that's God's responsibility.
Right.
And he will check those off as you do your part. When you move, God moves.
Right.
And so, praise the Lord, we have done that. We had learned that. Somebody, really how this all came about with me is somebody asked me, you've been around a lot of great spiritual giants like your mother and Brother Copeland and Oral Roberts and
Brother Hagin.
Brother Hagin and mm-hmm, Keith Moore and others. What do they have in common? And that's what came up. They all wrote it down. Every one of them wrote mm-hmm it down. I've been in their houses. They have these lists. So wherever you're at, if you're driving, where's your list? If you're serious about serving God, where's your list?
Yes.
Where is your list of what you can do, your vision for this year? This is what I can do for you, God. With a grateful heart, not a
right,
works mentality type.
Right,
I gotta do. No, you
yeah,
get to do.
Well, you have to keep your heart straight, because if you do it out of a works mentality, then it's not really a vision. It's just working.
Well, isn't it similar to God loves a mm-hmm cheerful giver?
Yes.
Well, they
yeah
would be giving to God,
mm-hmm,
not just finances, but giving
right
to God. He loves a cheerful.
Right.
He's a rewarder of those who diligently
right
seek him. And so we have been sharing this in our church, and whoa, have we had testimonies?
Yes.
We have testimonies every Sunday about what they do, and they come with their cards and they show us their needs have been checked off. What kind of needs? Well, what were the testimonies last Sunday? We had children being saved, husband being saved.
Right.
Anybody out there need that? Praise God.
One whole family, the children and the husband, all her whole family was saved.
Saved. And she put that
yes
on the card. Oh,
yes.
And then a job. I remember one
yes
was a job. And then what were the other ones?
Needs there being met. A widow situation
yeah
where her husband had
oh
gone
bills
on to be
paid off. Debt free.
She was in $10,000 to $12,000 in debt. Her husband had just passed away. And on what was called by the world a fixed income, but she's got job opportunities to work and to be active, and the Lord paid them off. And by the time 2015 had started, she was debt free.
Oh, testimonies are awesome. Yes. It's time for your testimony, people, whoever's yes. listening. It's time to get, this is serious. This is real.
Yes.
And you need to have a list. You just do. And recently the Lord has shown me something about adding to this, and I want to get into it. And I preached it this past Sunday at our church. While I was preaching, I said this, and then the Holy Spirit began to teach me. I said, Jesus said that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. And instantly while I was preaching on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I saw it. I could see it. Jesus was giving us the agenda of the enemy, the mm-hmm. opponent. Mm-hmm. He was telling us his game plan. Mm-hmm. He ripped out a page in his playbook and he said, look, this is what the enemy does. This is what he does.
Don't fall for that.
Don't mm-hmm. do that. And all of a sudden I heard, we are to do opposite. Mm-hmm. Anything the devil does, he's a liar, number one. He's a deceiver.
Yes.
But he's always going to be opposite of the light or of the word of God. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing that Jesus said was what? The devil comes to what? Steal. Well, what's the opposite of steal?
Give.
We're to give. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men what?
Give.
Who are these men? The men that give. You're going to be one of these men. It's the system. God's system is giving.
Right.
He loves a cheerful giver. The enemy will tell you not to give because he knows it works.
Right.
I was reading out of the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad to our church. This was before he got saved. He wasn't saved. Now he is the author. And he was talking about the key to successful businesses such as the Rockefellers and the Ford Foundation. They found how to give. Rich people know how to give. This is coming from the world.
Yes.
This is a spiritual law that God put into existence. It's the opposite of what Satan wants you to do. He does not want you to give. Mm-hmm. He wants you to steal from God. Don't give. And let me tell you something, guys, about tithing, okay? Because did tithing change our lives and
yes,
our finances?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And tithing is a system of giving. Now, God does not need your 10 cents on your dollar. He does not need that. He has everything. He owns everything. And if you don't mind, he showed me in Psalm 50, verse 7, and I'm going to read it, let's see here, out of the New Living Translation. God says this to Israel. He says, listen, I have no complaint about your sacrifices. So I want us to kind of take this as our tithing or sacrifices or our giving. And he says, I don't have any complaint about your sacrifices or your burnt offerings that you're offering to me. But I don't need the bulls from your barn, and I don't need the goats from your pens. This is what they're sacrificing. Mm-hmm. In other words, he would tell us what? I don't need your tithes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to have them.
Right. Okay? He's not going to run heaven off of your tithes.
No, no.
He's not paying the electric bill.
And then he goes on and he says, and all the animals of the forest are mine. All the cattle on the thousand hills are mine. All every bird on the mountains are mine. Every animal in the field are mine. And if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for all the world is mine. Everything in it is mine. Now listen to how he's telling and what he's saying. Do I eat the meat of the bulls? Do I drink the blood of the goats that you come with your sacrifice? No. Make thankfulness your sacrifice to me and keep the vows that you made to the Most High. Then when you call on me because you gave. Now listen, it's not because I need it. This is what he said. I own everything.
Mm-hmm.
But because you did this and you kept the vows you made to me, then when you call on me, when you come into trouble, I will rescue you. And you will give me glory.
Yes.
God doesn't need it, but it's a system of giving. It's the opposite of Satan.
Right.
Steal. Mm-hmm. Give. Steal. Which one are you doing? Are you stealing or are you giving? And guess what? God's got your back.
Yes.
You're in trouble? Call on him. Why? You're a tither.
Yes.
You're a giver.
Yes.
You remind him of it. He said, prove me.
Prove me. In Malachi 3:10, it says, bring your tithes to the storehouse that you may prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts. But what I like about the end of what you just read at the end of that it gives him glory. God doesn't need your money. God doesn't need any of that. But God does want the glory.
Right.
He does want people to see him prospering through you.
Yeah.
He does want people to see the glory of God through you. And it brings him glory. When you prosper, it brings God glory.
That's right.
And that's what it's all about.
And you know how that happens? He told us a system and way of doing it. Give.
Yes, give.
You know why? He gave his only son.
Right.
Jesus gave his body, his stripes for our healing. He gave his blood.
Yes.
That we could overcome the enemy and be washed white as snow. He gave us his life for redemption. It's all about giving.
Mm-hmm.
We were created, born, and anointed and called to give.
Yes. Well, and then in the Bible tells us to follow the steps of Jesus.
Right.
Do as Jesus did.
Right.
All Jesus did the whole time he was on the earth.
And he
was
came in
give.
With a halftime speech and
yes,
he said,
he did.
Men, here it is. The enemy comes to steal. If he had a chalkboard, he'd have wrote it right there. Steal. Two, kill.
Mm-hmm.
Three, destroy. You know what we're going to do? And he comes in, I come to give you life. But I'm telling you, the opposite of that is God's system.
Right.
Give, what's the opposite of kill? Live, what's the opposite of destroy?
Build.
Build. And we're going to talk about tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to talk about the second one, which is live. Living for God. Living
life,
the right way. He said, I have come to give you life and more abundantly. The Bible says the word of God is life to those who read it.
Right.
Get in there. Amen. Partake of it. You know what? If you don't have a church, we would love for you to come to our church and our information. Candace, give the information on our church if you don't know.
Well, we are at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. It's 915 North 19th Street in Collinsville. The phone number is 918-371-4589. And we do have services every Sunday morning at 10. We have prayer on Sunday night. We also have a Wednesday night service at 6:45. And this Wednesday night, starting this month, we are beginning a new series called The Gifts of the Spirit Operating Through Love. And on Wednesday nights, the first and third Wednesday nights, Pastor Lee Morgans is speaking on the gifts of the Spirit. And on the second and fourth Wednesday nights, Champions 101, which is Chip and I, will be talking about walking in love. And we are discussing how the gifts of the Spirit will not operate without the love of God and without us walking in love. So join us on Wednesday night at 6:45 at 915 North 19th Street in Collinsville, Oklahoma.
And you know why I know that phone number? Because that was our phone number when we lived in that house in Collinsville and mom started
growing
her ministry.
Up.
Yeah, 4589. Hey, by the way, another thing I need to mention here is February 8th, that's on a Sunday, at 10 o'clock in the morning at 6 p.m. If you are near Tulsa and you want to come join us, I'm going to be speaking for Pastor Paul at a Glorious Light Church, and it's at 71st and Sheridan. And if you want more information on that, I'd love to see you. And if you come and say that you heard this on the radio, we'll bless you. I'll bless you with something from the book table or something. But the number there is 918-307-1643. That's 918-307-1643. And love to see you there. Praise the Lord. Join us tomorrow. Now, thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And remember, you're a champion for Christ. And you're anointed on a level the world's not familiar with, all for the glory of God.